Audio Gravity, 29th of October 2009. First link today, www.mockflow.com. Super easy wireframing. And what's nice about this, it's absolutely free. So what's wireframing? So how many times have you sketched something on a pad, a piece of paper? Here's a sidebar, here's this, here's the button for that. Or how many times have you done it in Photoshop and it's took absolutely ages? There is a load of applications like this now, but what I like about this is that it has real-time collaboration on there as well, which is quite nice. You can get all your visual concepts ready in a couple of minutes. It's got, like I said, wireframes to it, and you can visualize and export it to this wireframe sitemap as well. So there's a whole bunch of stuff in there which make it really, really useful, and you can share it with co-editors and reviewers and stuff. And like I say, it's absolutely free. They are on Twitter at ProDule. ProDule, and that is mockflow.com. Go check it out. Very, very cool. Next link today is all-silhouettes.com. Over 5,786 free silhouettes in 94 vector packs. So they've got a whole bunch of stuff here. So you've got like hieroglyphics, you've got flame shapes, you've got traveling icons, cityscapes, really useful elements for bringing into Photoshop or Image Ready or whatever your favorite graphics editing package is. So you've got like vector palms, you've got palm leaves, business people, common people, teenagers, kids, teens. Really useful stuff for banners or blogs or anything like that. Definitely one of those sites that you want to keep that you might use for your design stuff. Next link today is Loginox, loginox.brandnox.com. This is one of those really simple but totally probably useless things that you would never use again after the first time of using it. It's just a drag and drop system for changing your login background image on Mac OS X. So instead of getting that sort of Aurora Borealis or whatever you call it, purpley background that you get with Leopard, you can actually put your own login image up there. It looks quite neat. It's a bit of an ego thing. It's good for your laptop though, if you've got it at an event and you want to keep your, you know, you keep your password recovery thing on, and you've got your screen up there with all your contact details, all your social media stuff. That's quite useful to do an image like that and have the login box in the middle. It's quite cool. Next link today is usetrackthis.com. usetrackthis.com. Track your packages over email, text message, and the best bit about this, Facebook or Twitter. No more refreshing pages, no more wondering if packages have arrived. With Track This, we send you near instant updates via email, SMS messaging, RSS feeds, Facebook or Twitter. We track UPS, FedEx, USPS, DHL, and several other carriers. Really, really neat. They also do DHL in the UK, which is quite nice. Because a lot of people use DHL. It's got a nice little Track This iPhone application as well. Suggest you go and check it out. Next link today is over on vlarenko.com. He's got this, he looks like he's actually redesigned recently. I solve problems and design beautiful things. I'm a hacker by nature. I work at Twitter Inc. He's got a lovely little site. Find him on Twitter, Posterous, and he's also on Goala and LinkedIn. Very, very simple site that means he's very, very busy. Basically, Varenko is the guy who designed the logo for Twitter, and I would love to have his job. I just wanted to give him a shout out because he's got the most simplistic site that I've seen, and yet it does what it needs to do, and he is a testament of all things minimalistic. Finally, last link today is over on coolboom.net. This is The Slit House, and it's very reminiscent to me to something out of either Half-Life 2 or some kind of Halo game. There's a lady, I think it's a lady, who's designed this this house to fit in with the historical context of where it is in Nanjing City in China. But they put this concrete facade around it. But the entire roof, the entire structure, even the roof, are made from concrete with a 5-centimeter horizontal wood textile strip, which shares the same scale with neighboring buildings of brick built almost 100 years ago. Beautiful building. I've got a thing for, you know, symmetry and art. And the fourth picture down, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. This side view of this house, it looks like it's just landed overnight from somewhere. But the inside of the property is just absolutely gorgeous. And I just wanted to put a shout out to it because wouldn't it be great if you had the, you know, you had a really good job and you worked for it and you ended up building a house that was as beautiful as this. It's just a real architectural tech sci-fi looking house, and I love it. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.